This is the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and you're listening to the audio from our latest series on our YouTube channel as we upload a video every day this month. I hope you enjoy it and find tons of value in it. Hi everyone, it's Matt from Greatness Every Day, and in today's video, I'm excited to talk to you about the idea of how you can make loads of content really easily and efficiently. And it's using something called the Gary Vee content model. This is something that I've had people say to me. They've said, Matt, I don't understand how you create so much content, especially where you have a full-time job, you have coaching, and you do your own things on the side, and they all demand a lot of your time and a lot of energy. And it's all from this kind of model that we're going to look at today. If you don't know who Gary Vee is, he has a very interesting story. He's an entrepreneur that has really skyrocketed in his following over the past 10 years. His family moved to the US from Belarus. He took over his family wine business and kind of did some amazing things with that business. And then he's gone into doing some really neat stuff. A lot of that stuff he documents through his YouTube channel. So I'd really encourage you to check that out. But he produces so much content, and this is how he does it. And he gives a lot of really good information out for free. So definitely check it out. So the very first thing that the content model looks at is it really looks at having one piece of content that acts as your pillar. So to begin, you have to have some sort of pillar content. And that pillar content might be different for everybody. For some, it might be a vlog documenting their life through video. It might be a documentary, for example. It might be a short story that continues on with multiple episodes. Some people might do some public speaking, and a keynote address would be their main piece of pillar content. This stuff can be on any different subject. It's up to you to choose, kind of depending on what niche you're in. And it can be pillar content. You need pillar content, that one piece of go-to content, in order to make this happen. So basically how it works is you have one piece of pillar content, and from there, you're going to cut that up into smaller pieces, into many pieces of micro content. And micro content is basically you have your long, let's say it's a keynote, and you're doing a speech on morning routines. Well, the micro content pieces would be something like going ahead and saying, in that speech, you talk about waking up and having a glass of water to drink, one of the first things you do in the morning. So let's say that piece of micro content could be you going ahead, you are then taking a 1 minute video and making a 1 minute video talking just about waking up and drinking water. Afterwards, you might go ahead and make another piece of micro content. Maybe it's another 1 minute video, but this time it's on getting some sort of workout or physical routine into your morning. So right away. So basically what you do is you split the pillar content up into many different pieces of micro content. So examples of micro content could be a short video for Instagram. Okay, that could be it. You could also take another example of pillar content. Let's just stick red being videos. You might take a video for Facebook. Okay, then you might go ahead and upload those videos to other places. Maybe you want to do another video for Twitter. Doesn't really matter. Video, short snippets of video, depending on what platform you use, are great pieces of micro content that can really go viral and get a lot of views to them. A second piece of micro content could be that you go ahead, you take that pillar content and you break it up into pieces of audio. So you're gonna upload some of that to your podcast. And maybe you're gonna go ahead and upload the whole thing to a podcast, or you might wanna just take, depending on how long that keynote speech is, you might wanna take 5-10 minute chunks of it and upload it depending on what theme they're on as well and what piece they tie into as you take them out of your pillar content. A third piece of content that I really like to create as micro content is I like to go ahead and I like to write. I wouldn't say that I actually like to write these articles because I'm not a big writer, but I found those to be very lucrative, and they're really good when I'm able to actually upload those as pieces of micro or side content. You could also go ahead and do something like posts or images. So maybe you could take images and you upload those to the different social media platforms that you run. So we've got video, we have podcasts, we have articles, we have images. Maybe we're also going to go in here and we're going to add in quotes. So you make a really cool graphic, you make just a plain quote that would go up on somewhere on social media. And all the goal is for all of these different types of micro content, and there are many different types of micro content there as well that are more than just what we have on the board. But the type and the goal of those pieces of micro content is to entirely grab people's attention and point them back to whatever platform or whatever avenue, whatever funnel you want to point them to. One of the big things I have to say about pillar content and micro content is be sure that you are kind of putting that micro content out in the best platform. So sometimes things like video, for example, video does great on Instagram right now. Video does great on Facebook, right? Because people can see it, they can hear it, all of those things. But video only works for certain platforms. Video is commonly one of the best sources of micro content that you can put out there, but just be aware of where you're uploading it to what platform and kind of how the video analytics respond. How many people see it? How many people are going to get to see that and grab their attention so you can point them where you want to? Something like images, depending on the image, if it's a high quality image, it will do typically well. Instagram is great for it, Facebook, Twitter as well. You can upload some images in the community part of YouTube, but that typically, as of right now at least, to the recording of this video, hasn't been something that's grabbed a lot of people's attention. We could talk about articles. So I'm not going to write a big article on my blog and expect it to get the same traffic that I would if I uploaded that article to something like Medium or if I uploaded that article to LinkedIn. And for something like a podcast, all right, I've gone ahead and I love making podcasts, and podcasting has actually been one of the best forms of micro content for me. It's almost, I would dare say, pillar content for me. Because it's done so well. But a podcast, I'm going to upload my podcast to audio-specific platforms like Anchor, like the different podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, things like that. I'm not going to go ahead, I've done this before and it just doesn't do very well, is I've taken podcasts and I've put them to just a plain background and I've uploaded them up to the YouTube channel and they just don't do very well. Now, it might be different if I recorded a podcast and you were actually able to see kind of the people talking, but for podcasts, you have to be very careful in terms of where you upload them as well as all those other different types of content. So let me take you through a little bit of my workflow when I create content. Basically, this is one of those things that allows me to create a lot of content really fast, and it looks good. So basically here, I always start with pillar content. Pillar content for me are these videos. It's the main thing. It's the thing that I put my time and my energy into, and that is where I start, and that's really where I focus for the most part. From there, I will take a video. That video is intended for YouTube. This is the platform I'm focusing on the most to build up. At the same time, I have goals for Instagram and I have goals for my podcast, but YouTube is where I want to really focus my attention for the most part. So I'm focusing on a YouTube video as my piece of pillar content. From there, what I'll do is after I make that YouTube video and I upload it, I share the links for that and things like that, I will go ahead and I will make a video, a 1 minute video for Instagram and Facebook and the other different social media platforms. And I'll put that 1 minute video on those platforms basically to say, go click the link in the account bio so that you can watch the full video, which is linked to on YouTube. So after I have my 1 minute micro content video for Instagram and Facebook done, I'll then go ahead and I'll take the audio recording of the video. And usually I take all, if not 90-95% of the actual audio from the video recordings, and I will upload that into a podcasting platform. And that podcasting platform that I use right now is called Anchor. It's free, it's super easy to use, and it pushes it to all the other podcasting platforms that I think are really, really big and useful in targeting. So that does the work for me. I love the Anchor app. I'd really encourage you to check it out if you want to get into podcasting. So for a quick rewind here, I go ahead and I take my video for YouTube as my piece of pillar content. I then take pieces of that and use that to create micro content videos for Instagram and Facebook. And then I take the audio from my main piece of pillar content and I upload that, or the majority of it, as the audio for our podcast. And for me, anything that I do after that is simply bonus. I don't have all the time in the world, so I focused on those three platforms as the main platforms for me to target. Anytime I can upload extra articles, I go ahead and do that. Anytime that I can upload extra images on our Instagram account or somewhere else, I go ahead and do that as well. And anytime I can upload quotes, mainly Instagram, Facebook, I go ahead and do that. And that really helps me drive traffic to those areas and platforms that I want to specifically drive traffic to. So that is how you create a lot of content fast and efficiently with the Gary V content model. If you like this video, please be sure to click the thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, and follow us on Instagram for daily inspiration and encouragement to live a great life. You can also visit our website at www.greatnesseveryday.online. I want to say thanks for watching. I hope you like this kind of different style, this new style for me of a video, and we'll see you in the next video.